Hello and welcome to Power to the People. Hello and welcome to Power to the People, brought to you by Democrats Abroad Global Black Caucus. I'm your host, Erica Smith. For our first show, we will discuss and discover the Global Black Caucus founded by Angela Fobbs and Shari Temple. Today, we're joined by one of the founding members, Ms. Angela Fobbs.
Hi, Angela. It's so nice to have you with us on Power to the People Radio.
Thank you, Erica. Very nice to be here with you.
What can you share with our audience the motivation behind putting the Global Black Caucus into movement?
Well, my motivation was the election of 2016. It seemed to me that Black people did not vote enough in our election in the last presidential election cycle, and that's why mm-hmm. we have Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to do as much as I could for the global population. So I asked the simple question, why don't we have a Black caucus and Democrats Abroad? And the answer was because no one started it. So I got together with another member and we started the ball rolling. And here we are today.
And there we go, right. But why now and not under another administration, like, for example, under the Bush administration or Clinton or even Obama?
Well, during the Bush administration, I actually worked for the military.
Okay.
I worked for the U.S. government in Germany. And despite the fact that George Bush was a terrible president, he wasn't actually trying to hurt the people of the United States.
Okay.
He was trying to hurt people in other countries, which is bad, and I'm totally against it. But it was a completely different situation for me at the time.
Okay.
And under Obama, I have to say I'm relatively new to Democrats Abroad. I've only been involved for a couple of years, so I got involved at the end of the Obama administration. During the Obama administration, I have to say that I was happy and unhappy all at the same time.
Okay.
But Obama was 100% on the side of the people of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that actually made it a little bit difficult to me, in a way, to speak out against him, because he was actually doing a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
as you can tell by all the presidential acts that Trump has been doing to get rid of everything that Obama has done. So it was just really different. And now we are at the point of having a president who is incompetent and cruel and a racist and a sexist and a homophobe. And I believe that everyone, all of us, need to stand up and do our part to keep our democracy and to keep the rights that we have all grown to cherish.
Taking up my time. Oh, how could you ever when you shake me again. I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you.
And speaking of standing up, what are some of the main issues that GBC would like to bring to light?
Well, we developed a list of issues based on a constituency survey that we sent out at the beginning of our journey when we were trying to form the GBC. And we developed an issue set which includes police militarization, voting rights, criminal justice, mass incarceration, education, income inequality, human rights and anti-racism, stereotypes. Unconscious bias is going to be a big thing for us this year.
Right.
Of course, Black Lives Matter and supporting that and doing whatever we can to further those goals. Another issue would be gentrification and environmental racism. And of course, healthcare, climate change, and human trafficking.
Okay. All right. And how would the GBC like to implement change or implement these changes based upon some of the issues that were brought up?
Advocate directly to the Democratic Party through our DNC reps that Democrats Abroad has.
All right.
And also, we're going to take actions to highlight these issues, to try to build momentum within our constituency, to get them to advocate to the Democratic Party and all of our senators and representatives to take action on these issues.
Considering that African Americans didn't have the constitutional right to vote until 1865, with the application of the Voting Rights Act being implemented in 1965, why is making sure that American citizens uphold and maintain their civic right, and in a way, duty to vote, so important?
I believe that voting is the most important thing that you can do. There's a lot of people that would disagree with me and suggest that activism is more important, but I believe they go hand in hand, and that if you have activism and nobody votes like they, or hardly anybody voted like they did in our last election, then you get Donald Trump or worse, because there are people that are worse than him. It doesn't seem like it, but there are. And as long as we don't vote, each and every one of us, we're going to keep getting this result. I think it's a third of people in America don't vote.
Wow.
At any given time.
Wow.
And it's not just because they're disenfranchised, you know?
Right.
It's because they just don't want to do it. I've had a few conversations with people in the States, and they've talked about talking to people who won't vote because they don't think it will do anything. And voting is the only thing that's going to change things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Voting in the right people, because as long as we have a democracy, that's how things get done. We vote our representatives, and we have to vote for good people that will pursue the progressive goals that we have. Otherwise, we're stuck with Donald Trump.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle, and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys, and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Hurricane and it ripped the ceiling off a church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Something in these times. We can no longer sit by and sit back and just let things coast and let it ride.
Right.
We all have to get involved. We all have to talk to people and convince our friends and relatives and neighbors or whoever that it's important to vote and that it's important to take part in political activity.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a sham. Politics isn't a sham. Politicians aren't all bad. We've just let the bad ones take over.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we have to take it back because the earth and all its resources, we all belong here, no matter what your race, creed, nationality, your sexual orientation, your interests, your hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. We all belong here because we're here.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And mentioning the importance of voting rights, where can people living abroad find out more about their voting rights?
Well, the easiest way for people abroad to find out about their voting rights and also to vote is from votefromabroad.org.
Okay.
Votefromabroad.org allows you to register to vote or request your ballot. Using this tool will protect your rights, which are covered under a special act, the MOVE Act, which was signed in 2013 that guarantees the rights of overseas voters, the right to vote.
Okay.
And when you use this tool, you actually have reinforced your legal right to vote, even if your voter registration county or state automatically sends you your ballot. It's really best to go through this just to make sure that your rights are concretely, you know, held.
Okay.
And that won't be disenfranchised.
Oh, brother. It's still a mystery. Yeah. Will you hear my cry?
Won't you hear my plea? Cause I'll never know,
I'll never know
how it feels,
how it feels,
how it feels,
how it feels,
oh, how it feels,
how it feels
to be, to be free.
People swear they won't, but they're walking in their sleep. I pray the Lord their souls to keep, because wolves disguised as sheep patrol our streets. And we all know that which you sow, you shall reap. Those who do know, you should teach. Through every loophole, we gon' leap until we reach a common ground and become unbound. Because when your hometown becomes a battleground, tears rain down. Because it ain't fair. It's hard when you're looking for love and it ain't there. Or trying to read what tomorrow holds when it ain't clear. Because the well is running dry, race of tension is running high. Under 21 is far too young to die. My salvation's on the fly. This monk's rising of attack.
Every day I wear a mask like an umpire. Guess a nigga gotta laugh to keep from crying. Tonight another friend passed on a young side. It's bad cause a good friend's hard to come by. Justice is never colorblind, never gunshot. For one crime you may never see the sunshine. We know at one time giving you the finger round. Hearing me, fuck you, it's not the number one sign. I hear they turning downtown to the front line. It's something like the same place, but it ain't safe. They took it from the human race to a tank chase. The devil feeding off hate, so we gain weight. It's tainted waters in the well, so we can't taste. People dazed in a maze, though it ain't grace. Impossible to coexist in the same space. Into the black saint with the war paint face.
Generation, we've forsaken all that's real. What emotions do we feel? Is your poison called a pistol or a pill? Some people say, let Jesus take the wheel. Others say, thou shalt not kill. But that old time religion ain't gonna pay my bills. We've come so far, yet here we are. Bruised and scarred, presumed inferior. We ain't scared, y'all. It ain't fair. It's hard when you're looking for love, but it ain't there. Or try to read what tomorrow holds, but it ain't clear. Because the well is running dry, race of tension is running high. Under 21.
Israeli, Native American, Mexican. Invested in wrestling with Willie Lynch's next of kin. The rising of the tide, noose around the necks again. Look how they try to hide proof of all the excellence. The only tag you know me as is holy swag. Through any glass window we smash and brody bags. It's come to pass, I'm unabashed. So we have an awareness of the only flag that's growing fast. I guess I'm trying to minimize regrets. I identify with death, that don't mean it's not an uninvited guest. I'm just trying to answer all of my requests and express in 140 characters or less why I'm the best. Educated, re-legislated, premeditated, dedicated, heavyweight that ever paid it with blood. Not tuition, without a cop's permission, I gotta fight the pissing despite the opposition. Listen,
it's hard when you're looking.
It ain't fair, no. It ain't there, no. It ain't fair. Looking for justice, and it's just us. It ain't fair. There's a riot going on out there, and it ain't fair. When your protector is your predator, it ain't fair. Nah, it ain't fair. Nah, it ain't fair. Y'all just gon' turn the other way. Nah, it ain't fair. Turn a bloody cheek on these bloody streets. It ain't fair.
The GBC?
Any member of Democrats Abroad can join the GBC as long as you believe in universal and unconditional human rights. You're welcome to join.
Okay.
Please join us.
And where can citizens find out more about joining Democrats Abroad?
You can find out more about Democrats Abroad at democratsabroad.org/join if you aren't already a member. And you can join the GBC at democratsabroad/BC and just click the join button and you're in. You can also follow us on Facebook. That's Dems Abroad GBC, or on Twitter. It's at Dems Abroad GBC.
Well, thank you, Ms. Fobbs, for joining us today. And we look forward to hearing more of what the GBC has to share with the rest of the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, there's more to come from Power to the People, sponsored by the Democrats Abroad Global Black Caucus. We're looking forward to bringing you more from Democrats Abroad and the Global Black Caucus, so stay tuned.
Just like this river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change has got to come now. Ooh, yes, it is.
down, and then I go to my little mother, my dear mother, old man. Still labor, try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know, the change gotta go. It's been so long, a little too long, but the change just gotta come. That'll change.